Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on May 3rd. This is a mail regarding Froylan, F-R-O-Y-L-A-N, Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-Z. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by an individual named Genry, G-E-N-R-I, Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, who assisted him in completion of his intake form, prepared our in-office bilingual medical assistant slash scribe was also present to assist. Period. New paragraph. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Froylan Cortez is a 27-year-old male who was injured at work on 8-7-20, but he fell off of a ladder while cutting a tree. But as a result, he believes he injured his right wrist, comma, left elbow, comma, both knees, comma, his nose, comma, and teeth. And with time, he had back pain. Period. He did go to the Inspire emergency room the same day. Period. Further evaluation leading to diagnosis of a fractured right wrist and left elbow. Period. He did undergo surgery on the wrist on 8-9-20, consisting of metal implants. Period. He did not undergo surgery on any of the other injured areas. Period. Completed his course of active treatment in March 2021. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Cortez fell out of a tree and sustained permanent injury to both arms, comma, the left leg, comma, and right wrist. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at a virtual emergency room on 8-7-20. Period. He underwent numerous x-rays and CAT scans to be inserted here. Period. He was found to have a comminuted impacted intra-articular distal radius fracture that was reduced in the emergency room under sedation. Period. Post-procedure, he was splinted. Period. His left arm was placed in a sling and his left leg in a knee immobilizer. Period. He was going to be admitted for pain management and further orthopedic evaluation. Period. New paragraph. On 8-7-20, he did undergo surgery to be inserted here. Period. He was discharged from the hospital on 8-10-20. Period. His primary diagnoses were left knee effusion and partial or low-grade tearing of the medial collateral ligament, semicolon left radial neck fracture, semicolon right distal radius fracture, semicolon right scaphoid fracture. Period. New paragraph. On 10-6-20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Hadel, H-A-Y-D-E-L. Period. He simply wrote a work status form stating he was seen that day and was unable to work until the next visit on 10-17-20. Period. Physical exam, extremities, scratch that head, is normal. There was a slight tiny bump on the bridge of his nose, centrally and towards the left. Period. Scratch that. The rest of the head exam is normal. Extremities upper, inspection revealed a rough texture, comma, dirt under his fingernails, comma, dirty palms, comma, and callus formation. Further swelling of the right wrist. Further healed scarring about the right wrist. Period. Posteriorly was a 4-inch. Scratch that. On the volar aspect was a 4-inch healed surgical scar. Period. On the dorsal aspect was a scar measuring 3/4 of an inch by 5/8 of an inch and was somewhat raised. Period. Right wrist flexion was to 55 degrees and extension to 40 degrees. Goes full in radial and ulnar deviation. Period. Motion of the left wrist, both shoulders, elbows, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period. He was tendered palpation on the ulnar aspect of the volar right wrist, but there was none on the left. Hands versus elbows. Phalen's maneuver elicited, Phalen's maneuver on the right was positive but negative on the left. Paired Finkelstein's maneuver was positive on the right but negative on the left. Paired the rest of that as normal. Extremities lower inspection revealed chafing of the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired cervical normal thoracic. He was tender in the midline at T9. Lumbosacral. He flexed fully to 90 degrees and complained of tenderness while doing so. Paired extension bilateral rotation and sideband were full without discomfort. Paired there was tenderness palpation by the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Paired the rest of that is normal. Impressions on 8-7. 20, Froiling Cortez fell from a tree while he was at work. Paired was seen at the emergency room the same day and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. He was admitted and his injured areas were immobilized. Paired, he began physical therapy and was discharged from the hospital on 8-10-20. Paired. While at the hospital, he did undergo surgery on the wrist to be inserted here. Paired new paragraph. He was seen at Reconstructive Orthopedics on 10-6-20. That excused him from work until 10-17-20. Paired, he was advised to wean out of his knee brace and attend physical therapy. Paired, he also reportedly returned to Virtua Health on 10-9-20, regarding a closed fracture of the distal end of the right radius with routine healing. He was referred to Virtua Hand Surgery and Rehabilitation Center. Paredy then was seen by Dr. Bowden, B-O-D-I-N, in that regard, and cleared him for light duty work. Period. Paragraph, the current examination found Mr. Cortez had swelling, comma, decreased range of motion of the right wrist. Period. There were skin changes on his hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. Phalen's and Finkelstein's maneuver on the right were positive. Paired, he had full range of motion of the lower extremities with chafing of the right knee. Paired, he had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines with no signs of disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Paired, in paragraph, this case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Paired, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referral to the left leg or either arm. Period. End.